following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
For 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Very appropriate song to start things off. Thunder. Thunder. Fourth quarter. Younger. Thunder. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You just heard Colin Cowherd talking about NBA ratings being back at some very, very high levels. I've heard more talk, and I think it started last year with sort of the infusion of some young talent like Rondo, like D-Wade, like LeBron, whatever. Whether you like those guys or don't like those guys, you follow the NBA because you start to know their names. You start to think, hey, that's pretty cool what they're able to do. And when you start following those guys, I think that NBA basketball, even in the Midwest, and I think Oklahoma City helps that, and being not all that far away, has really taken off. But we'll talk about the game last night. We'll
Didn't
talk
the game
about
go just like we said it would yesterday. Somebody would get the lead, the other team would come back.
Yeah, but we liked the Thunder yesterday, Doug. I think both of us did at home in that environment. But once again, everybody, they've already got it up. Who needs to play better, Wade or LeBron? You know what?
Until they lose,
when the Thunder go up 2-0, which I believe will happen, then they goes back to Miami, and then it's tied at 2. And is it 2-3-2, I think, in the finals? It's 2-3-2 in the finals. Miami may even go up 3-2. But then you got to go back to OKC. And then you take over. It's interesting because until you lose one on the road or at home, you're still fine. So don't sell out the Miami Heat just
hate
yet.
Hate the 2-3-2. We just played 2-2-1-1-1. Why aren't we playing 2-2-1-1-1 in the final? It's the finals. We're not going. Hockey's going from L.A. to New Jersey. Game 4, 5, 6. Back, back, back. I don't understand.
Well, they did that. They started doing that a year or two ago, and I think the finals has been
like
that.
Do you like it?
Well, I don't. No, I wish it was 1-1-1 deal down the stretch. I think that's. I don't know if it's fair. It doesn't really matter.
I think it gives the team that's probably going to be behind Game 6 at home a chance to make it a Game 7.
Yeah, I see that. I think that you've got to somehow find a way to match the other. The crowd is so big, and Oklahoma City is weighted. You know,
how do Pat Riley, how do they get stuffed in the middle of the crowd? Don't don't they have boxes and suites for these guys?
When they come to Miami,
I'm not even letting them in the arena. Yeah, find a ticket.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours before the game, Pat Riley said, "Where's my ticket?" And they go, "Oh, crap. Find a scalper, fast. Get a high-dollar one from him." Okay, Pat, here's your ticket.
Well, game two tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio, right after coverage of the U.S. Open, College World Series. All kinds of things are going on. Coming up later on in the program, Mike Bell is going to join us, associate head coach at Florida State. Unique. Nebraska fans may know him. He's been at Oklahoma. He's been at Tennessee. He's been to the College World Series. He was at the College World Series as a player for Florida State. And now he's going as an assistant coach in Florida State. Under Mike Martin has never won the College World Series despite being there a ton of times.
There's a lot of people out there that never sniffed the College World Series. Mike Bell's not one of them. You mentioned twice as a player. He goes to Tennessee. They make it there. He goes to Oklahoma. Sonny Galloway's team returns there. So he's had to do it four times. Now he goes back to Florida State, and they're back again. So it'll be interesting to talk to him and get his thoughts. Although, also, little Royals tie-in. He was at Tennessee when Luke Hochaver was the number one overall draft pick of the Royals and now pitches for the Royals and does very, very well.
First four or five innings, usually.
Then he blows up.
Mark Bauer's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, just kicking it, relaxing. Doesn't have to teach any kids.
Nope.
I mean, you just got to take care of the 12 he's got at home, but and get ready for UNK wrestling season. But joins us in the studios. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What do you do when you don't have something to do every single second of the afternoon?
I always find something to do. I'm here. That's all that matters.
The Olympics coming up. Tervell Delognev's coming back home. He's found a little time to sneak back into Kearney. I know he's going to be up in Norfolk, I believe it is, doing a little bit of a camp, and that's the main reason you're in here today. But Tervell continues to stay busy. We got to see and hear and watch in New York at Times Square for the second straight year. He gets the win that clinches the win for the United States. When's the last time you talked to him? How's he doing?
I talk to him just about every other day. He gives me a call just to see how I'm doing, which I don't know, maybe he knows how busy I am. He tries to keep on top of things, but he's doing great. Obviously, you know, wrestled and competed to beat the streets this last week, and came down to him the final match and pins the guy in 25 seconds, so that kind of was a nice thing for him. I saw the picture. Obviously, I didn't go to beat the streets. I'd love to have been there. But to have that mat right out there in the middle of Times Square, it's absolutely amazing. So just to get that opportunity for the second year in a row for him has been just a tremendous opportunity. And obviously a huge event because one of the Olympic weights was not decided. And so that was the venue they used to decide who that last person was going to be. And sounds like it was pretty exciting.
Okay, if you're wrestling at that level, we talk every year, it seems like at Christmas time, you got about a third of the team going. You're waiting for kids to get back because it's a grueling sport physically. Yep. And then you throw in the mental aspect, which I cannot fathom that at the Olympic level. For to do this 2 years and to remain as healthy, and I'll knock on wood because I don't, you know, that's got to be pretty amazing in itself, is it not?
It is. And, you know, there was actually a couple of the guys that are on the Olympic team did not compete in that event because they are injured. And, you know, if you compare international wrestling with the grueling grind of an actual college season, you know, the college season is compacted between October 10th and March 15th. And it's just, that's the time. And you just go from that point to the end point. During, you know, international competition, it's a little bit different. You know, you train to compete for those competitions, but it's not every single day because they do yet wrestle year-round. You know, these events, whether it's Pan Ams or the World Championships or wherever it is that they're going, you know, it's not like every other weekend or every weekend in a row. It's, you know, they'll have a month off. They don't do stuff for a little while, but they keep things going. And that's one of the things I don't think people understand is they don't really have the time to work a job and do this at the same time. And that's not just for a wrestler as well, you know, somebody that's competing internationally. It's also all these other sports that we have our Olympians competing in. It's something that they really have to devote all their time to doing.
Mark Bauer's with us in studio, UNK wrestling coach. You'll have to enlighten me here a little bit about world championships because they're never in the United States. and I can understand why.
Yeah.
But are we getting closer? What's going on there? I mean, it looks like the United States wrestling program over at least the last 5 years is as strong as it's ever been. why can't world competitions, or even if it's not the world championship, why can't we have a competition on U.S. soil?
You know, that is a great question. I think it's something that, you know, we all scratch our head about, you know, why can't we get an event like that? You know, I think probably the biggest thing that one has to understand is that wrestling in most other countries is one of its top three sports. And that makes a big difference. You know, if you look at the world championships, you've got, if you take the old Russian bloc, when they disbanded, all these little countries in Russia now pop up. If you look at Russia in general, that is the hotbed for wrestling. And I don't think the FILA international body wants to get away from that very far, because they know where that base comes from. They know where that, you know, support is at.
How much of it is politics? I mean, we used to hear a lot about, we can't do anything in the United States because our whole team's going to defect. I haven't heard about a defector in a decade. I mean, how much of it is politics?
It's very political. I mean, at the highest level. Yeah. Because, the United States competes very well in everything. Maybe not archery, and even then, I think we do fairly well. I don't know some of these other smaller sports that don't quite get the limelight as a lot of the other ones.
Luge.
But, you know, again, you're talking about one of the sport. You know, when you go to talk about Bulgaria, Romania, some of, you know, it's football, which is soccer to us, and it's wrestling. I mean, those are the top two sports in a lot of those countries. You know, the FILA international body has actually proven and shown that every year there's rule changes to try to mess things up for the United States people so that we don't compete quite as well internationally. And it's a constant change, and it's always been kind of out there, and everybody understands that, man, they keep changing the rules on us all the time because they're trying to keep us at bay, away from the, you know, how well we're doing and competing against them. And we are doing real well right now internationally. I mean, if you look, you know, when we went and competed in the World Dual Championships, I think we finished third this year. I mean, we are doing really well right now. And, of course, I keep getting on these blogs and these forums and things, and I keep hearing about how, you know, Tervel Dolagnev and Jordan Burroughs are kind of picked to be medalist favorites. But then they always put in parentheses afterwards, but heavyweight's one of the weakest weights. Serious? Every weight at that level is unbelievable. Yeah. You can't tell me it's one of the weakest weights. I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity for Tervel to compete, obviously, and you know, put politics aside. It's one man versus another man when you step out on that mat.
The best competition, the Russian guy was not their number one at heavyweight. Is that correct?
Correct. He was their number three guy. Now, you got to understand, you know, this is something that a lot of people, and we've talked about this before, that, you know, the World Championships are actually a much tougher tournament to compete in. It's a bigger bracket, and you've got representatives from several Russian countries, okay? Now, to get to the Olympics, there's a qualifying process, and a lot of those Russian countries are tied together. So they're not going to, you know, typically Russians have three, four Russian area guys that are competing at the World Championships, not at the Olympics. The Olympics have one Russian guy competing there. So there is a little bit of a difference. The Olympics are not quite as tough as the World Championships in the wrestling world. But
how big is the bracket?
Political 20 men.
Are we set yet? Does Tervel know?
No.
I was pretty sure he didn't, but when do we get to find out what his draw
looks like? It's like the week before they draw everything in, and literally it's just, there's no seating. It's just luck of the draw. You randomly are dropped into this thing. So
that's crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Tell me if I'm wrong, Mark. That's probably a good thing for Tervel, because if they stack this up, obviously the way that it's run now, Tervel would get an unfavorable draw. Americans would get an unfavorable draw. North American countries would get unfavorable draws.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, if you're the favorite, one should go against 20, so on. It doesn't work like
that. It also can work in your favor, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's good to it, there's bad to it. And, you know, there's the same thing happens in Division II wrestling. You know, we've got situations where the kid that gets first in one region wrestles a kid that got fourth and third versus second, just like they do in the state high. But, again, it's not seeded. It's kind of depends on how you do. You could have a number one get knocked off at your regional tournament and get third, and that really messes, you know, it could weight one side of the bracket very heavily as opposed to the other side of the bracket. So, you know what? It's just the way it is, and you just go with it.
How many days does, I mean, from start to finish in the competition, do you know that?
He will actually compete one day, which is the 11th of August. Now, the opening ceremonies, I believe, are the 27th of July. Okay, so we're talking.
He competes on the next to last day of the Olympics.
Next to the last day of the Olympics. So he's got a whole, you know, he's got a while there that he's going to have to sit and wait. And I'm sure they'll be training and doing things. And I'm sure he'll try to keep his mind off of what it is he's doing and keeping the routine of what he's doing. But it's a long haul once he gets there.
August the 11th is a Saturday. And if I've got this right, closing ceremonies are either that night. Sunday is always the last day. And they have like two things that are going on. I know in the Winter Olympics,
really?
They have like a biathlon or something. I think the marathon goes on the last day of the Summer Olympics. There's like two things that finish up. So this will be one of the final events. Will be Tervell. There'll be wrestling throughout, but there's freestyle, there's Greco-Roman, there's
and Tervell's
women.
Married?
He is married.
Okay, because you go to that Olympic Village, they give you like $100 in meal money and 3,000 condoms and tell you to go crazy. I mean, that's what I've heard. So that's good news. He's married and can.
Thank you for that. Tervell is going to be back in the area. Where are we at with what's he got going on between now and going to London?
Well, right now the plans are he's going to be here Sunday, the 24th of June. And we are actually going to be up at the mall in the parking lot outside of Sports Village. And we've coordinated this with the owner, Jim Crosby. He's been very gracious to help us out. And basically, it's an opportunity to come meet him. We'll have posters up there. We're getting three different posters made of him just to support him to go to the Olympics, basically. And, you know, it's going to be free will donation. If anybody would like to give a 5 or a 10 or whatever, if they want more, I'm sure we can accommodate that. But anything we can do to support and just rally behind Tervell, because I think this is a great thing for our community. Prior to him coming here, he's got a 2-day camp in Norfolk. One of our former athletes, Aaron Dalton, has organized that. Tervell and one of his teammates will actually be there doing that camp. And that was something that was set up a long time ago, you know, not knowing that he was going to qualify for the Olympics. So we thought, well, geez, we've got this window of opportunity that I could run over to Norfolk, pick him up, bring him back to Kearney, and organize an event for him. And so we're going to be in the mall parking lot from 1 to 3 on Sunday, June 24th. And then from 3 to 4, we're actually going to have him inside the mall set up. If anybody would like to come up and get a signed autograph poster of him, that would be fantastic. And then that evening from 6 to 8, we've got a pep rally organized for our alumni. I think we're going to start at the cellar, and we'll end up at the alumni house. So from 6 to 8, you can come. It's open to the public. Anybody can come and see him.
You going?
I'll definitely be there.
You're going to the Olympics.
I'm definitely going to be there, too.
Are you? Good.
Yes. My wife and I are going. My brother actually is a diplomatic security who actually lives in London. And so his family actually was just relocated to Dallas, Texas. But being that the Olympics are going on, they need somebody to help run the embassy. So they've asked him to stay there during the Olympic time. And so actually doesn't leave until the 12th, which is the day after he competes. So we've organized this so it would work out.
That's awesome stuff. And again, folks, that is going to be on the 24th of this month. That's a Sunday evening. So no matter what you got going on over the weekend, if you're in the afternoon, go up to the mall in the evening at the Alumni House there on 9th Avenue. You can find out more at lopers.com. What else do we need to know, Mark?
Oh, geez. I tell you what, just tune in. This would be a wonderful thing. A lot of people have asked me, will this be televised? Will we get to watch him? And typically, wrestling is on at about 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah. So you might have to DVR your TV. But obviously, our athletes in the wrestling world that do well, that get on that podium, they usually go away and do a short segment on the guys. So obviously, if you're seeing something on Tervell at 7 o'clock at prime time, I think he's been doing very well. So
yeah, that's a good thing. And again, NBC and all their networks will come out with a lot more. We're in the spot now, Daddy, where you got the Dish, you got the Direct, and you've got multiple networks and multiple channels showing multiple sports almost 24/7 during the Olympics, plus online coverage. So if you really want to see it, you'll be able to see.
Darn right. Well, I tell you what, he's looking forward to the opportunity to coming back to Kearney. I'd just love to see everybody come out and support him and just come come wish him good luck if that's all you want to do, because it would be a great opportunity to come see one of our Olympians.
One more time. Clear up what kind of wrestling he does.
He is a freestyle wrestler.
That's like you we watching. No, that's not.
It's a little bit different than what we do at the collegiate. The difference, the main difference is the points. If you expose somebody's back and not hold them there, you automatically get 2 points. Takedowns are only worth 1 point. And so the scoring is just a little bit different. The style's very similar. We also have a rule in international wrestling that if you push somebody out of the circle, it's worth a point. And so there's a little tactical wrestling that goes on as well as far as mat savvy's concerned. So there's some differences, but it's very similar.
And no fighting.
Definitely no fighting.
You're not in Russia. You're in the United States. The London Olympics. Mark, thanks for coming in and letting folks know. We'll keep promoting this and having folks up at the mall and at the alumni house on the 24th.
Great. We appreciate all your support and everything you're doing. I'll make sure we get you guys some posters in here, too.
We need them. God, because nobody cleans these walls in here. Yeah. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mike Bell, Florida Lawrence State Associate Coach. More talk on the playoffs all coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Are you looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy? Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis Virtual Office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
This Saturday, join us on Classic Hits 98.9 for the 35th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic.
They take it into the end zone for the touchdown. The guy just powers into the end zone for the score.
48 of the top 8-Man players from across the state meet in the center for this annual battle between the East and the West.
And he is stuck yet again, and he did not make it back to the line of scrimmage.
1:15 pregame show with kickoff set for 1:30 live from Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings. It's the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Classic, and it's on Classic Hits 98.9.
We'll see a slight chance for a spotty shower or thunderstorm in our forecast today. Otherwise, it's expect partly sunny skies with a high of 86. And we'll see a slight chance for more storms tonight with lows of 67. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. We're on the road. 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. We'll be talking with coaches and some of the area players as they get ready for the 8-Man All-Star Classic Saturday. And the game in Hastings can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9. Pre-game at 1:15. Kickoff Saturday is at 1:30. The 8-Man Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game will be at camp tomorrow. Also coming up on the show this week, John Savage, head baseball coach at UCLA, will be joining us. And Stony Brook assistant coach Joe Panucci, who played a year for Damon Day at Dana College. He's an assistant coach now at Stony Brook. He's the associate head coach, and he will be joining us tomorrow on the program. John Savage Friday on the program, and UCLA and Stony Brook facing off against each other Friday in the College World Series. UCLA already in Omaha.
Yeah, that's interesting. They got a kind of they were the first team to qualify, I believe, one of the first two to qualify, and they're one of the first to arrive in Omaha. They're settling in. Stony Brook leaves this morning, flying right now as we speak, into the city of Omaha to get things started. So it should be an interesting. A lot of College World Series talk. I know a lot of people headed that way. Love to take that event in. So hopefully the weather cooperates and hopefully can remain in the low 80s. And the wind doesn't need to blow 40, but if you get a nice breeze and 80 degrees, it'd be nice. A lot of times it's just so stinking hot down there.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So many sporting events going on this week. Where can you watch them all?
You can watch them all at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. It's time for a good lunch. You've brought that sack lunch with you all week long. Go relax. Cunningham's Journal, the full menu is out better than ever. There's no place you better if you want to be to catch up on your favorite sports teams. Have a bite to eat. Just hang out with your buds. You got everything from burgers, salads, gourmet sandwiches, French dips, pizza. The list goes on. Sneak out early at work today for happy hour. That's right. They've got you covered. 3 to 6 happy hour specials, including the big-ass beer special, only $2.75. All Wells for $1.50. And a large selection of small craft and micro brews available, with always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. So whether it's for lunch with your buds or your early day from work, Cunningham's Journal Loft, place to be. Courtyard's always open. Located at 23rd Street on the bricks, downtown Kearney. Mike Youssef and the gang waiting for you. Cunningham's, it's where it's at.
Live entertainment, always great. Courtyard, whether it's inside, always something going on at Cunningham's. Well, the wind has apparently affected Kayla Kanopic at the Nebraska State Amateur. The defending champion has 2 triple bogeys on the first 4 holes. Now, she's 5. She was, let me double check. She was 7 over through 2 days. And she was 6 over on 2 holes today. Number 2 must have dumped it in the water. She takes a triple bogey there. Number 4 must have hit it out of bounds. She takes a 8 on that hole. So she is now 6 down to Michaela Anderson, who was a multiple state medalist at Fremont High School. But Kanopic, who won the state stroke play last week at Oakland and is the defending champion to this event, it's really just a 2-gal race. They were way ahead of everybody else coming into the day. But now Anderson, through just 4 holes today, has taken a 1-shot lead out to 6 as they are playing out at the Kearney Country Club final day there.
You know, it was so beautiful yesterday, you thought, okay, one more day of this, continue. And I know some people in the area, you got some much-needed rains last night. I don't think anybody got a lot of rain, but it did at least settle some dust out there. But here today, you get up, and that wind is just howling again. And I know they're used to playing in it, and it was Eastern. If you had the, you know, Class A state tournament, from what we understand, it was unbelievably windy. But today, it's just brutal out there. She goes out and just blows up the first 4 holes. That's too bad for her.
You talked about it a little bit yesterday. Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon is tied for the lead. He wins in Fremont. He wins the Michelob in Grand Island. And going into the final round, he's tied for the lead at the PGA Junior Sectional going on at Arbor Links, one of the toughest courses in the state down at Nebraska City. He is tied with Jeff Swagel of West Des Moines. They are 1 over through 36 holes.
That's unbelievable, because we talked about it yesterday, the level of talent, and these kids come from all over. You know, you see California kids, and the girls' side had a Canadian golfer in there. People from all over the nation competing in this event.
Mitchell Clues, who won the C State Tournament, is 9 behind Reinertsen, so sometimes it just depends on where you're playing and how your week's going.
I mean, if you follow the state tournament, you're going, well, where is Clues Kid playing? Now, Clues Kid's only a sophomore, I believe.
They're both sophomores, going to be juniors.
Okay, both. See, 2 more kids I got to punch. Now, we joke about that because it's very, very talented to be competing at that level. And you're going to hear more. Andy Zhang, the 14-year-old competing in the U.S. Open. We'll have U.S. Open. The leaderboard up all morning, giving you updates on that as well.
Right after the show, live coverage for up to the College World Series Thursday and Friday. So after the show tomorrow, after the show Friday, we take you to the Olympic Club for live radio coverage of the U.S. Open up to the College World Series with 3:40 pregames, both every day until we get into the single games, but all the 4 and 8 doubleheaders, 3:40 pregame. Daddy, something else here. We talked off-air with Coach Bauer, Scott Ritson, a fellow wrestling coach out at Chadron State, retiring from coaching after 25 years. Longest tenured coach in Chadron State history.
25 years.
Time to move on. I guess Coach Bauer was saying he's got a young boy that he's trying to follow, his son, and so trying to see what's going on there. And kind of out of nowhere yesterday, Connie Yori gets her contract extended as Nebraska women's basketball coach. Had 3 years left on a contract. Now it's extended through 2017.
I don't understand why you immediately got 3 years left. Why that would? I know probably a little bit slow in the athletic time. If they want to do something great, I know the security blanket built in there. That's an awesome deal for her. you just kind of wonder, why did we need to put our stamp on? I mean, she had a great year.
You know,
she's done some great things with a lot of young talent.
Well, and taking a look at the other side of this, here's what I find just a tad bit interesting. This may have been a genius move by the athletic department. What kind of season should they have next year? Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore both are going to be on National Player of the Year watch lists. I mean, next year sets up to be... I mean, when Kelsey Griffin's team ran the table at 29-0, they were expected to be good, but not that good. Great, not psychotic, not a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. This team may be. This may be the most hyped team preseason Nebraska women's basketball has ever had. And if they have that great year, that just means back-to-back years, and probably the contract would have been worth a little bit more. So maybe they find a way to save a tad bit of money here and still reward Coach Yori handsomely.
Well, yeah, I think just keep her happy for the good things she's done for Nebraska women's basketball. I think that's what it's about, probably.
Also, other basketball news coming in. It looks like Doc Sadler has picked up a job. Jeffrey, you say he's now the Kansas Director of Basketball Operations?
Yep, our buddy over in Omaha, Matt Schick, tweeted that this morning, so breaking news.
Well, that's going from the outhouse to the penthouse, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... Wow. Wow.
I mean,
I'm not sure Doc fits in at Kansas, but he's so likable that maybe he will. Good luck to Doc. Yeah.
Last company I worked for went bankrupt, so why not go to Apple?
Sources telling the Journal World that Sadler, on campus this week to interview with Coach Self, has been offered the job. Longtime friend of Coach Self. So there you go. Doc Sadler going to Kansas. We'll take a break and go to a break. After a break, we'll be back from a break, and we'll talk about some stuff after this break. Who knows? Mike Bell is going to join us. He's the associate head coach of Florida State. We're going to get a chance to chat with him right after this.
This Father's Day, why get Dad one gift when you can get him 10? Hold on, I'll explain. Hurry into Napa and save 75% on a gear wrench standard and stubby ratcheting wrench set, just $34.99, 10 pieces in all. Dad'll think you love him 10 times more than usual. You just tell him Napa does too. Nothing says Father's Day like standard and stubby. Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
mostly a slight chance for a spotty shower or thunderstorm in our forecast today. Otherwise, it's expect partly sunny skies with a high of 86. And we'll see a slight chance for more storms tonight with lows of 67. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisty. Right now, it's 75.
Are you looking to make your golf family grow? Then parents, bring your kids to the Kearney Junior Golf Clinic this Saturday morning from 9:30 to 12 noon at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course. It's sponsored by the Nebraska section of the PGA, Central Nebraska Seniors Association, the Kearney Chamber of Commerce, Tour Edge Junior Golf, and U.S. Kids Golf. It's open to all kids, boys and girls, age 9 through 15, and the cost is only $5 per child. Learn chipping, putting, the swing, etiquette, and a whole lot more. Plus, there'll be hot dogs and pop for the kids, a junior golf demo day sponsored by Tour Edge and U.S. Kids Golf, and a whole lot more. Kearney Country Club and Meadowlark Hills professional golfers will be on hand to help your children learn the game of golf. It's this Saturday, the Kearney Junior Golf Clinic from 9:30 to 12 noon. For more information or to register your child, contact the Kearney Country Club or Meadowlark Hills. Saturday's Kearney Junior Golf Clinic beginning at 9:30 at Meadowlark Hills.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Save the taxpayers money and end the Sandusky trial now. Wow.
That is a debacle. Sort of reminds me.
I want to keep up to date on it, but it just, wow.
Is that damning evidence when the jurors are crying?
I was listening this morning. They think they might put Sandusky on the trial on the stand. They say if Sandusky shows up on the stand, it's because they're so desperate that they'll even throw him up there. It just doesn't sound like there's any way that he's even slightly innocent.
So it sounds like if you're a farmer and you're really desperate, you buy the other guy's pivots. That's right. If you're not desperate, you go T&L all the way. You're laying out pipe right now. You know, the kid on the pipe trailer just starting and stopping your pickup and wham, bam, and everybody's screaming at him. Well, it's hard on the pickup. It's hard on the pipe trailer. It's hard on everything. That's what your pivot's doing out in the field with the other guys, starting, stopping, not with T&L.
You know right now, Daddy, you got father sons out there that are working their fields together, their corporations together. Maybe the son just needs to step up and get Father's Day gift, a T&L pivot. It doesn't even have to be the whole price. Maybe just some friendly advice.
Well, they're on sale. Call Clark Bauer over there at the home office. He'll set you up with a Father's Day sale. I know he's working on it right now. T&L, experience the difference. They've been doing it since 1955. Proven technology that works. There's a lot of advantages to T&L. They can tell you so much more about them, but you can experience the difference at your local T&L dealer or get on the web at TLIRR.com. Stop laying out that pipe. Get a pivot from T&L.
Our College World Series preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with Florida State. Daddy, a team that has been here time and time and time again, but they have not been able to ascend the mountain. And our next guest has been there as a player, and now he's coming back as
time
a coach.
Time and time again.
Assistant Coach Mike Bell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the pitching coach. He's the associate head coach. And, of course, he has been familiar with some fans here at Nebraska. He was at Oklahoma. He's been at Tennessee. He's got ties to the Royals. We'll get to all of that, but Coach, congratulations on getting back to Omaha. How are you?
We're doing great. I appreciate you taking time to have us on. It's an exciting time for Florida State baseball, and it's just an honor to be able to come back to Omaha and try to compete for that national championship.
Well, nothing like getting back to Omaha and doing it the old way, a little gorilla ball.
You know, it was a great weekend in Tallahassee. You know, our offense, mainly our team, has done a great job all year of picking each other. We've played a lot of 3-1 games, but we've also played some games where, you know, we've come out on top and put up some runs and bunches. And our crowd was electric. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great weekend in Tallahassee.
We talked about this on the show earlier in the week, that your team had been getting it done on the mound and not necessarily an offensive juggernaut this year, hitting just 282 so far on the season. Where did this come from, and can it carry over in Omaha?
I think it can. I think when you go back over the history, whether you're talking about the era of gorilla ball or just even college baseball in general, the teams that typically have pitched and played good defense are going to give their teams the best chance of winning percentage-wise. And we put a big emphasis on throwing the ball down in the zone, creating the ground balls, and throwing strikes, quality strikes, and playing great defense. And we've always done that here at Florida State. As a player, now as a coach, we always had a sign in our old clubhouse back in the 90s, and it just said three things. It said pitching, defense, and base running. And, you're going to need some offense to get there, but if you can execute the pitch and the defense and the base running side of things, you're going to give yourself a great opportunity. And we've had a lot of guys in different roles, different areas step up and be key contributors to our success.
Associate head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, Mike Bell, joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, take us back to before this, when you guys are looking at the bracket and you're breaking things down, you're going, you know what, if we take care of business, awesome. Oh, wait, Stanford? Really? Stanford? A team that's been there? I mean, there had to be other people. Come on, Oregon? I mean, there you go down the list of a lot of other teams. I'm guessing you guys would have rather saw in the Super Regional.
You know, I'll tell you this. A couple weeks ago when we started out with our regional, we had three conference champions coming in here. There was no easy way of getting to Omaha. And we've just, kind of coach cliche, but kind of taking it one day at a time and just worried about UAB the first game. Then we worried about Samford, not Stanford, but Samford, a team that had one of the best offenses in the country. And we've just tried to preach that with our guys and our players and just stay with what the task is at hand and not really look ahead. When we got our pairing with the Super Regional and Stanford was coming in, we just looked at it as another challenge and another day, and it was an opportunity for our guys to play at home and compete, and they've done a great job. To look ahead to a bracket and try to figure something out, I think there's a lot of other Division I teams right now that would sit there and go, they never would have thought of Kent State or Stony Brook. But when you go and look at those teams and what they've accomplished this year, you cannot look ahead. We're thinking about Arizona right now, a team that's hitting 333 overall, and obviously done a great job on the mound too, and they've scored a lot of runs and bunches. But that's our focus right now. If we thought we could try to map it out and figure out how the best way to get it is, the best way is just worrying about that first game ahead of you.
Mike Bell with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, if Arizona can hit the ball, you got the guys that can shut them down, but they are freshmen. What is the concern about sending these youngsters out there, even though pitching at Florida State, you got to be pretty mature as a freshman to get that gig in the first place?
Well, we've always tried to teach and preach about having poise and command and control of the game mound, and trying to stay out of the big inning. There's going to be little peaks and valleys throughout your appearance, and we don't ask them to go out and give us eight or nine innings. We go out and ask them to give us a quality start, keep the game in control, allow our offense to do what they need to do, and then we can kind of bridge the gap or hand to one of our guys on the back end and kind of complete it as a staff. It's never been about one particular guy here, and it's always been about the program. And if we feel like we can put guys in the best situation to be successful, we can come out on top. But we've got a tough task at hand. They're swinging really well right now. They look good on tape, and they've done a great job, obviously, to get to where they are.
Coach, have you made the firm decision? Is it going to be Brandon or Mike on Friday?
We have not sat down as a staff this morning. Lee Brandt's been our guy all year. I don't think anything would change. He's had a great run here the last few starts, and whether it's lefty or righty and matchup, stuff like that, we're looking to go with our best opportunity to put our foot forward. For a freshman, he's done an outstanding job of just doing what we've asked, throw strikes, control the game, show poise, and just keep us in a game and allow us to do what we need to do.
Mike, 21 times Florida State's been there. You were there twice as a player. You go other places. You've been there with Tennessee. You've been there with Oklahoma. What was it for you that drove you back to where you played college baseball and back home, if you will?
Well, I think what you just said right there, it's home. This has always been a program that's a first. It's always been a home for me, the state of Florida. The opportunity to come back and be part of a staff that, let's just be honest, he's a legend for college baseball. And what he's meant to my family, my wife and I as a player. I met my wife here at school, but the opportunity to come back and learn and work with him, it's just a dream come true. It's one thing to play and be part of the program, but to have the opportunity to come back, be able to put your stamp on it, words can't describe the opportunity, and I was excited to do that. You know, it was a dream come true.
Coach, I've got to ask you, I said it earlier in the week on the show, who are those maniacs in the first row running around leading those cheers that are about 40 pounds heavier than I am, and I'm a big guy?
They are the greatest fans in college baseball. And if anybody was, and I know there was a lot watching the ESPN game the weekend, they understand how fortunate we are to have the fans that we have. They are called the Animals of Section B. And they are the neatest fans. They're so respectful of the game of baseball. They're not about just rooting for Florida State. They're about rooting for college baseball. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are without them, you know, through the season, through the good times, through the bad times. And it's a great atmosphere over the weekend, and it's been a great atmosphere all year. And that's what Florida State baseball is all about.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Mike Bell, associate head coach, back with Florida State in his first year. What's it going to be like going back as a coach with Florida State instead of as a player?
You know, I was trying to think about it a little bit last week from a standpoint of what it was like as a player. And as a senior, I always told myself this is the way, if you're going to end your college career, this is the way it should end. You know, back then, Johnny Rosenblatt, you know, the history, you know, he used to watch the games on ESPN growing up. And the opportunity to take the TD Ameritrade and open up a new chapter is something I'm looking forward to. But it's for our upperclassmen that have the opportunity that when this thing is all said and done, and hopefully it's with a championship, but when it is said and done, they're ending their college career and the experience the correct way. And that's why they come to Florida State. To go to Omaha.
I got to ask you about one particular player. We talked about the pitchers. I'm one of your top hitters, and I'm watching it, and he seems to be the emotional leader. You can tell me if that's not the case, but James Ramsey seems to be full of energy, whether it's the first inning or the ninth inning.
It's not only the first, the ninth. It's when you wake up in the morning. It's when you at night. It's while he's sleeping. They broke the mold when they made this guy. Not only what he does on but off the field, he's going to be successful in life and whatever he chooses to do. Right now he chooses to be a Major League Baseball player. That's why he was taken in the first round, and he will be a big leaguer. But he means so much to this program. You talk about a guy that turned down a substantial amount of money last year as a junior to come back, not to prove himself, but because he enjoyed college athletics. He enjoyed the college atmosphere. He loves Florida State, the university. And very rewarding to see him end things where he needs to end it. Can't say enough about what he means to the program. He's our leader. He's our captain. And you'll see the C on his chest. I think it's the first time they've ever had a player here at Florida State wear that on the uniform. And it's an honor to coach a young man like that, to be honest with you.
Well, the girls are pretty, and they'll bring you back for another season if you're a big man on campus. It's wild how that works, Coach.
We all look a little bit better in a uniform, don't we?
Coach, let you out of here with a couple quick ones. Obviously, we're Royals fans in this part of the country. You've worked with Luke Hochhaver and Charlie Liebrand as Brandon's father. How much do you stay in contact? Has Charlie talked to you about his son, or is it all you?
You know what? No, I'd be a fool not to open up that avenue or that resource. And from day one, when I was hired this past summer, I met with Brandon and Charlie in the summertime when I was out on the recruiting trail just for them to get to know the new pitching guy. And it was neat for me to get to obviously meet Charlie, but understand what I had coming in with Brandon. And it's been an open avenue. I've told them, I said, I'm no Abner Doubleday. I'm always looking to learn and stuff. And obviously, I think he knows his son probably better than I do, but he's done a great job of allowing us coach, and I think he has a lot of trust in our staff. But Brandon and I are constant communication. And, I mean, 13 years in the bigs. I think I'd be the idiot not to listen to that. But, you know, Brandon's a hard worker. He's a smart young man. He understands the game, and he understands what his body allows him to do on the mound, and I think that's why he's very successful. You know, Hochhaver, it was a pleasure, and he taught me a lot as a young coach my first year at Tennessee. A great young man, not only on and off the field, very similar to the mold of James Ramsey, and glad to see that he's having a lot of success with the Royals.
associate head baseball coach at Florida State, getting ready to head back to Omaha, Mike Bell. Last question I've got for you, Mike. Tony touched on it earlier in the interview, is that Mike Martin's been there all these times and hasn't won it. Every interview you guys do, whether you're going to be there Thursday, Friday, or if you're playing in the championship, that's going to come up time after time after time. How do you make sure that that is not the goal of the kids, so to speak?
Well, I think this, I think he makes it a point with our guys. It's not about Mike Martin, about the program. It's about the young men. It's about them enjoying the college experience. It's about our expectation, which is to be there in Omaha. And it's about our goal. Our goal from day one is to win a national championship. The expectation at Florida State is always to be there. I think more than anything, what people have to understand with parity in college baseball, as you see some of the mid-majors reaching the final steps here with Kent State and Stony Brook, great teams, it takes a little bit of luck just to get there, let alone win one. So, you know, he's done a great job, and I think it's a true it just shows his ability and his tenure over the years and what he means to college baseball on how many times he's been there. But it does take a little bit of luck to actually get that going.
Coach, we really appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thank you so much. Best of luck. Keep them healthy throughout the week, and hopefully we'll get a see you playing that championship series.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and appreciate all your time and obviously everything you guys do for college baseball.
You bet, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Mike Bell, associate head coach, just back there for his first year after playing there. And Daddy, I'll admit that I didn't look quite as close when I picked Florida State. I just kind of looked at some numbers and some things. They were 4-8 in their last 12 games. UCLA was 19-2 in their final 21 since May 1st. They're 19-2. But UCLA was 4-8 in the 12 games going into the NCAA, Florida State was 4-8 in the 12 games going in to the NCAA tournament, and then just got smoking hot.
Well, you gotta catch your breath and regroup, and that's apparently what the team did, because you go into a regional play on a down like that, you got to regroup and get things going again. Playing at home helps. You know, that the playing at home helps a lot.
Yeah. Guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King, where breakfast is served daily. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, or just some hotcakes, 6 to 11 daily. Two locations in Kearney, BK also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Our poll question of the day, who will finish better at the U.S. Open, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson?
Tiger. That's my vote. Tiger.
Man. I just don't know. I haven't got the feeling for this. I'll take Phil. Yesterday, if Kevin Durant gets a ring before LeBron James, will Durant be considered better than James? Yes, 53%. No, 47%. Those are our ESPN Doug and Daddy poll questions that help get you points in our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com every day. Vote on our poll question. Check out the many other great features to accumulate points and get great prizes like passes to Kearney Raceway Park, baseball tickets to the Kansas City Royals, Hy-Vee Deli Pizzas, food from Cunningham's, and a whole lot more. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
How long is your next cup of coffee going to last? 45 minutes? An hour? Listen. 1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours. Take one in the morning to feel alert past lunch. Take one in the afternoon to feel energized into the evening. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, it has zero sugar and 4 calories. The choice is yours. Cup after cup of coffee or 1 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
Subway is keeping things refreshing with iced tea that's fresh brewed for you. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, a cool, thirst-quenching brew infused with antioxidant vitamin C and some essential B vitamins. It's the most refreshing way to keep your cool when the heat is on. And the perfect addition to any of your favorite subs. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, only at Subway. Try it today. Subway, drink fresh. At participating restaurants only.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
This summer's biggest blockbuster isn't at the movie theater. It's the Cornhusker State Games, opening July 20th. Cornhusker State Games participants will enjoy the red carpet treatment with more than 65 sports rated for all ages, an epic opening ceremony, and a free shirt, yearbook, and meal pass. Part action, part drama, and 100% fun. It's the Cornhusker State Games, a family-friendly event that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Register at cornhuskerstategames.com.
We'll see a slight chance for a spotty shower or thunderstorm in our forecast today. Otherwise, it's bad to partly sunny skies with a high of 86. And we'll see a slight chance for more storms tonight with lows of 67. I'm meteorologist Sam Zanisky. Right now, it's 75.
At that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you want to swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And shut my mouth.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, just for your, just for you, Daddy, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. I got a little story about you, because you're the fisher of men.
Yes.
Or at least the netter of fish, or you like to ride along in the boat. I don't know which one it is, but I think even Ryan and Andy would take your boat trade-in if you needed it while you are picking up a new or pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They are there for you. The new Chevy Malibu's on its way. The Chevy Sonic 2012 on the lot. How about Chrysler SRTs? Oh, nothing better than that. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it, and if they don't, maybe you just want a different color. Maybe you want a different year, a model. You want the Dodge Charger. You want a beautiful Chrysler. They're going to be able to take care of it for you, and they do it quickly because so many great sales folks on hand, and the management there second to none at the Midway Auto Dealerships. And, of course, always view the inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Credit apps online. That way, it doesn't take you a whole week when you go out and see the gang. In, out, you get what you want. And I'm telling you, Daddy, just yesterday when I was driving down for the show, and it's just a short 6-7 minute drive when people know how to drive, just so many Midway, Midway, Midway. I'm pulling behind people like, Midway, Midway. Folks, that's why there's so many satisfied customers. You should be the next at the Midway Auto Dealership. Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic is tomorrow night at Hastings College. Girls from Bertrand to Milford will be on hand, and some of the best in the entire area will be there. And looking forward to that. I'll be there tomorrow night. It starts at 7 o'clock, Hastings College's Lynn Farrell Arena. Saw some great volleyball last week down in Minden. Going to see some more tomorrow. Invite you to come on out. Hastings Trib Volleyball Classic tomorrow night. First serve is set for 7 o'clock. Coming up tomorrow on the Friday on the program, a little RFA, Danny.
Yeah, we're going to be visiting with Bubba Jenkins. He was on the Ultimate Fighter TV show. He's got a side career. I guess you call it a side career when you're a fighter. He rapped in Times Square last week. We'll see what that's about. We'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll deal with Bubba on that.
Can't wait.
Bart Scott, can't wait.
You rap?
No, I just know, like, Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff stuff. I mean, from the old days. That's as good as I can do. Well, I'm pretty pumped that I'm totally jacked, actually, because it's lunchtime and it's Wednesday and it's Chicken Coop. You can do lunch. They got great lunch specials. But
your official Stony Brook Sports Bar for the 2012 College World Series, the Chicken Coop, Kearney, Grand Island.
Big Burger Night every Wednesday in Grand Island and Kearney. $5 or any of the burgers off the menu. That's right. Even the Totally Jack Burger or the Bacon Burger or the Mushroom Burger. The list goes on and on. Any of the burgers on the menu, $5. It's Big Burger Night, Grand Island and Kearney, both downtown, conveniently located for you. Plus happy hours going on this afternoon, 2 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. Catch all your favorite sports on the 15 high-definition TVs that await you. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, check out lunch. Lunch specials day and night. The Chicken Coop. It's where lunch is, and it's where Big Burger Night is tonight.
We're going to be at 8-Man All-Star Football Camp tomorrow to talk to some of the best football players in the state of Nebraska as they get ready for Saturday's All-Star Game. We'll also be talking with the head coaches as we get ready for Saturday's contest, which you can hear live on Classic Hits 98.9. Also tomorrow, we will be joined on the show by Joe Panunzi. He is the associate head coach at Stony Brook, the one and only. 52 wins out of New York, the Cinderella story coming to Omaha. We'll be talking with Joe on the show tomorrow. And we want to thank Florida State associate head baseball coach Mike Bell and UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer for joining us on the show today and filling us in a little bit on Travell DeLogneff coming home to Kearney. He'll be here on the 24th of June.
All right. Enjoy the afternoon, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. More Doug and Daddy Show coming at you. 1460 on your AM dial, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye-bye for now. Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.